Welcome to the Sorry I Offended You podcast. This is Brandon Marshall Havener, and on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to use trending topics in your content that actually support your personal brand and props it up. Because something I've been hearing recently, you either have people complaining about people going off on current events and not focusing on their business. And yes, there are, there can be some truth to that if you're not doing it right. And there can be some overdoing it. And then you have the people who are like, I'm too awakened to talk about topics that go on in the world, which I think in a way can be shooting yourself in the foot and missing out on opportunities. Now I'm going to start off this with a post that I did because it's relevant. I said, is today a Will Smith day or a Ukraine day? Or are we actually going to promote our businesses for change? And then I had a poll. What is it? Will Smith, A, B, Ukraine, C, my own business, D, maybe something about titties. Now, I don't know if as a married, soon to be married 35-year-old man, I should be talking about titties online. But, or if when I'm a parent, does that bar me from talking about titties on my podcast? And does it double down the hatred that I've seen women have about white heterosexual males with podcast? I don't know. I don't have the answers for you, but I'm just going to keep doing me and attracting the raving fans and disgusting a lot of the world. It is what it is. So before we get started on this, before I talk my shit on this podcast, I want to give some announcements of what's going on in this space, giving some updates. I'm very excited about some new updates. So for one thing, I'll soon be moving my podcast to a different platform. You can still listen to it on your favorite platforms like Spotify and iTunes. What I mean is that I will be recording it in a different way. And how I'll be recording it is exciting because I'm going to be able to merge live streams into my podcast. So there'll be a live show soon and you'll be able to ask questions live and all that good stuff. To my awareness, I think you'll be able to ask questions live. So there's going to be a whole new vibe with the podcast where I get to merge the live aspect of live streams with the podcast. And that is extremely exciting for me. Another thing that I'm doing behind the scenes in my business is I'll soon be opening up a Substack, and what I'm thinking now, it's going to be in a replacement of my email list. I don't know. For the longest time, I've never been like super all in on email list. It was something that I did like a few times a week and when I'm launching something and all that good stuff. So with a Substack description, it's exciting to me because I think it will cover two things. It'll cover things where I can write longer form content and uncensored content that I can't on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. And then I'll also be able to offer a membership service, an upgraded membership service that I'll be talking about more uncensored stuff. And I don't have to worry about getting shadow banned. And it's just a cool way to have a paywall behind deeper content. I might have like bonus podcast episodes in there. All of it will be announced soon. It's kind of like in the first level of thoughts. I'm going to wait until after my marriage before I put it all into motion. But that's what's coming up soon and I'm excited for it. I also want to give you a call to action. If you don't know that this podcast is not sponsored, you're not hit with a bunch of commercials. Not saying that I'll ever not do commercials. I might be selling shaving cream one day. Who the fuck knows? Although that would be a weird decision because I think 50%, at least 50% of the podcast listeners here are women. But who am I to judge a woman that wants to shave her face? Some women might prefer that. So I'm not saying that I'm above advertisements, but as of right now, this is a free medium. So what my ask is to support this podcast, if you want to support this podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcast service, like the iTunes Apple Podcast thing. You know, if you know what it is, you know what it is. That's the way you can leave a written review. Nice reviews only. Please don't hurt my feelings. And then also sharing this podcast to your stories. Some of the favorite things I see people do is they'll share their insights of what their takeaway was on the podcast. And I really appreciate when people do that. So if you feel called to do that, you know, if you don't feel called to do it, obviously don't do it. But if you feel called to do it, it would be very appreciated from the bottom and the top of my heart. And then lastly, my program, Fuck Cancel Culture. The way that I make money in my business is through my programs, my coaching services, things of that nature. And I'm also a COO of Rebecca's business, where I help coach her clients. I'm sort of like the Swiss Army knife of her business, where, you know, I help with tech stuff and back end stuff and finances and all that. So I have a good thing going on. COO of Rebecca's business, our business, if you would like to say it, and also doing my own thing with programs and putting my art out there into the world. So that's a way if you want to support. Obviously, if you buy a program of mine, don't buy it just to support me. Like if it's something that calls to you and you want to jump all in saying, you know, for instance, one of my main programs right now is called Fuck Cancel Culture. If you're looking to build that bravery and to build those online boundaries to say Fuck Cancel Culture, then I highly recommend joining my program, Fuck Cancel Culture. It's going to be in the show notes. It's on Instagram in my bio. And you can find it at my website at brandonmarshallhavener.com. And basically, how I describe it is cancel culture is like the shadow of self-expression. If you can address the shadow and the fears of cancel culture, you're freeing up your capacity to be more visible and to express yourself on a deeper level online. And that's the importance of equipping yourself against critics and things of that nature, not to the point where you're always looking for a fight, but to the point where you can protect yourself and you can set those boundaries and you can protect your energy. And lastly, going back to my Substack, what I've been thinking, just to let you know what's been going on, I've had a book in the making for, I guess it's almost been a year now. I've been on and off writing it. And when it comes to books, I'm such a perfectionist in a way, and I really want to use a Substack to release chapters of this book. And maybe I turn this book into different blog pieces. And by the way, this book is about how to handle cancel culture as well, and the psychology behind it and setting boundaries and things of that nature. So my plan is to have some major content drops within the Substack when I create it. That would be in replace of my book. Does that mean that I'll never release a book? I don't know. Maybe the Substack is a substitute, or maybe I continuously write in a fluid way. And the cool thing about Substack, it operates like social media as well. So I'll be able to receive feedback, see the comments, and build upon that book with, you know, answering questions. I think it's also good to have in the community where other people feel free to share their experiences as well under, you know, behind a paywall. So there'll be some type of protection there, better protection than just being open on Instagram and stuff like that. So I think it would be a nice container for people to share their personal experiences with cancel culture. If you saw my Instagram, which some of you may have haven't, because I was deeply in the shadow ban when I requested this, I was asking people if they want to submit their experiences with cancel culture for the book. But what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to build it into a community and a blog and then allow people to share their experiences there. So that's what I want to share on the technological things. Let's get into the podcast itself. Basically, what I want to say here is that people define things sometimes not on a so energetic level. And what I mean by that is you'll see people say, oh, don't talk politics in your coaching business or your whatever business, or don't talk about current events. It's so stupid. And, you know, it's a distraction and things of that nature. And on one side, they're right. And this is sort of the same conversation that I had on an earlier episode. By the way, I don't intentionally do these callbacks or earlier episodes as a marketing strategy. They just come up, although it is a good marketing strategy. But on an earlier episode, I was talking about like men being vulnerable or being vulnerable online and it mattering about the energy. And I feel the same about talking politics or current events. It's about the energy. So, for instance, the last episode of this podcast was about the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident. And not to say that I never judge myself for talking about certain things too much and feeling, you know, there's always that inner critic in my head is thinking like, am I being redundant here? Are people tired of me talking about this thing? For the longest time, I was like, are people tired of me talking about the Fauci juice? Am I just like beating a dead horse here? But I kept feeling it was relevant to talk about. And as a manifesting generator, I'm really good at seeing existing conversations and then adding into that conversation. I think that's a manifesting generator thing. I know it's part of my human design some way, somehow. But my point is you can use this for good. It doesn't have to be black and white. And I think it's missing the point when you look at the surface level of an action and then judge that action to be either negative or positive. For instance, I think it's a very bad idea to see what happened in celebrity culture, you know, I don't even like mentioning the incident anymore. It's like boring at this point. But the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing, you could be somebody who is angry and out of control, like a lot of people that I pointed out in the last episode, where your inner racism comes out. And when I talk about racism, I think there's racism of different forms. But when I talk about it, I like to point out the woke racism that's not often talked about. Because I feel like I think it's more dangerous when we put on a pedestal and normalize a form of racism than something that most of society stands against. So I often talk about more about covert racism and racism that somehow, you know, a subculture in our society actually praises, you know, like praising bullshit like white voices should not be talking about this incident and just dumb shit like that. So anyway, you know, it can show somebody's character, right? It can show somebody's character and how emotionally fragile they are, or how they're just not in control of their emotions. And I think that's what these events do a lot. Like a lot of people react on emotion, and you know, it's like it's a saying that facts don't care about your feelings, but also feelings don't care about your facts, all that good stuff. But when you make a spectacle out of yourself online and you seem emotionally unhinged, then people will naturally not feel safe around you. In fact, it can go either two ways, right? Or two things happen in this scenario. One, people who are centered don't feel safe around you, and you're pushing people away unnecessarily. And then two, you attract people who love train wrecks, and perhaps they do put, you know, since they vibe with that, the train wreck energy, maybe they join in on what you're doing, and maybe they join your program or something like that. But train wreck people... not calling them train wrecks, but people who are attracted to train wrecks. They could be train wrecks. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a meanie, but train wreck people will easily turn on you when it's convenient. They'll easily react emotionally and sort of metaphorically stab you in the back because they react on emotions and, you know, they don't have that sense of honor to honor that relationship that they have with you. So you know, you, so here's a trap about emotionally reacting to current events and things of that nature. It's because, one, you emotionally react, and then people silently kind of back away from you because they're like, this person is not safe. There's been a number of people who I've trusted, some of them I've hired and done their courses, and they seem like the nicest, warm people ever. But then they have a moment where they're actually acting out in racism, right? They're acting out in racism or being angry and hateful toward people. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm not going to ingest this content. And here's another thing. It's like, I try to be as mindful as possible when I quote people and shout out people. There's two sides of this, because on one side, I think it's not cool to criminalize somebody who shares a tweet that has of somebody who's done something you disapprove of, and then you canceling them for that, because it's like, yo, I was just vibing with the tweet. I did not know that, you know, he cheated on his wife 2 years ago. I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry. But, you know, that's how what you see in cancel culture sometimes. Like, how dare you support this dangerous person? It's like, I didn't know. I just saw the tweet. Or maybe you genuinely know about some things that person did, but you're like, hey, he was on point at this time. You know, there's some people that I disagree with, and I retweet out there, and I'd be like, hey, they actually got it right this time. I vibe with that. So there's that aspect. And then there's the other aspect of, like, you know, I do have that sense of caring when I recommend somebody's services, though. So if I feel like they could be emotionally unsafe and I've seen them flip out in a moment, you know, and there's not like a consistency there, not a consistency as in content, because Lord knows, like, I can't judge people for not being consistent on one topic, but a consistency in, you know, doing their energetic hygiene before putting their content out there, right? And that's not to shame different emotions and things like that, but are they mindful enough not to lash out and hurt people and try to bully and abuse people and try to cancel people and things of that nature? So when I see people showing signs and red flags of that type of behavior, I distance myself, and I don't want to co-sign them, because I don't want people, you know, I take the trust in my audience seriously, and I don't want people in my audience putting themselves in compromising situations or kind of outsourcing the trust that they have for me to that other person, and then that other person has a fucking meltdown or they run their shit like in a scammy way or whatever. You know what I mean? You can't be perfect with it. Like, you may share somebody who does cool stuff or whatever, and then you end up and then they end up flipping out, and you're like, holy fuck, I exposed them to my audience. I mean, none of us are perfect, and we should all take personal responsibility as well. Like, just be mindful. Like, sometimes trust is built through referrals, but always kind of source that through your own intuition, because shit happens. You know, you can't outsource your trust to another person as well. It's good to go off recommendations that can be helpful, but also source it through your intuition and things of that nature. And also have a set of values and boundaries that you apply for yourself, so you know what bad situations are. And what partly can help this is my program, Fuck Cancel Culture. There's definitely some good stuff around boundaries and what to tolerate on social media when people sort of attack you or whatever. So if you're interested in that, go to Fuck Cancel Culture in the show notes or at brandonmarshallhavener.com. Got that pitch done. See how I nicely put the pitch into the niche? I don't know. I was just trying to rhyme it. I'm just trying to make some rhymes here while I'm here on this podcast. But anyway, that's one point, you know. So you definitely don't want to be emotionally reacting. And part of that is just working on your emotional intelligence as well. And maybe my recommendation for some people would be to cut back on the social media. I think a lot of us probably need to do that. And sometimes it's tough because social media is designed to kind of hijack our emotions. So, you know, one of the things that I teach that is helpful is to put your phone on a leash, like keep it in your office. And when you keep it in another room, then you're less likely to constantly check it. But I get it. It's tough when it's connected to everything you have and all that stuff. But if you can block out time where you're taking time for yourself, when you're unplugging, when you're meditating, the more the better. Baby steps, all that good stuff. So anyway, now the positive thing. How can you positively impact your brand? Well, you know, I would think of it more of an emotion thing, right? With the current events, is there an inner critic in me that says, have I talked about this Will Smith thing too much? Of course. But also, when I focus on the content, I think of a few things. I think of, how do I get to be lighthearted and joke about this? How can I make this a teachable moment that is somehow directed towards what I like to teach and talk about in my coaching? So, for instance, my last episode of this podcast, I tied it into masculinity and relationships because I think that's a very important part of an entrepreneur. I work with a lot of women. So for women, I think it's just good to have awareness of, and I work a lot with boundaries as well, right? So it's good advice for women to know like what to tolerate and what not to tolerate from potential partners and things of that nature and help them navigate. Because I think sometimes our emotions and chemistry and all that stuff can kind of put us in situations where our work is not honored, right? And where our dreams are not honored. And one of the most important things in a relationship is that the person next to you is honoring your work. At least have some form of respect. And at the very least, if they don't understand it, that they're not going to be saying sideways comments about it that's knocking you off your vibe, right? At least some form of belief and giving you the freedom of expression, like that's super important in relationships. Something that I will say that I think I was going to do a story on, but I don't think I did the story, was that before Rebecca's first 100K month, like maybe a couple months or a few months before it happened, we were laying next to each other and she asked me like, are you willing to stand by my side if I make 100K month? Because that's like, that's what I'm envisioning right now. And I'm scared that, you know, it would create different circumstances. What if it makes you feel small? Or what if it intimidates you? Or what if it just brings new problems that we're not able to deal with? It's like new territory. And I said, yeah, like I would think it's fucking awesome if you made 100K months. Like it benefits both of us. Like, let's fucking go. Let's do it. And she did it. And part of that is the importance, not saying that you can't do it, but it's very important and it's crucial that the person that you most love can basically say like, hey, if this happens, I'm not abandoning you. I'm going to be here. You know, I'm going to hold it down. And I think that's very important and crucial. And I felt like, you know, when I look at masculinity, I think there's like just a good balance of not being a pushover, like not giving, you know, love in a way that your partner feels free, but obviously you don't want to be a pushover and sacrifice your own boundaries in the process. But also, you know, you don't want to be a pushover, but also you want to honor that other person to where they feel free and get your own insecurities out of the way. You know, an issue that I see a lot is men struggle with navigating, you know, women being successful because there's so much tied into that of our own self-worth and things of that nature. And really, you got to take your self-worth out of the equation and not measure up to what women do, right? Because it's like, the money is one factor, and it doesn't mean that you can't be a leader and you can't be masculine, even if the woman that's beside you is making more money than you are. That doesn't, you know, that can be a test, but that's not the determining factor if you're showing up in your masculine power. And, you know, something I want to say is the response that I get when Rebecca succeeds is, does it bring up stuff in me? Yes, but that's my stuff to deal with, right? That's my stuff to deal with. And it doesn't bring up like a jealousy or like anything like that. It brings up, damn, this is possible. And now I see this gap here. And now I want to create more. That's what it brings up for me. It's like a challenge for me. It's like, okay, if she can do that, then I can do it too. And I want to bring that in. So what do I get to do to bring in these same results? And that's sort of a thing that's been in my world right now. It's like, how do I get to become that person who has hundreds of thousands of followers and making that much impact? How do I become that person who has a top podcast that everyone's listening to? How do I become that person that is just like this huge influencer? And I've been bringing people in my world that has a following that sort of dwarfs mine. And I look at that as like, it's a challenge, but also like, this is possible for me. So what mindset work do I get to do to untangle this to where I'm on the level that I really want to be? You know, sometimes we can look at that gap and it can be threatening. Sometimes it can feel discouraging, but really that's a sign that you're challenging yourself to stretch. Because if you're in the moment where you're like, I couldn't possibly want anything else. And that's easy for me to say right now, because materialistically and lifestyle wise, like, sure, we want to move into a new dream house and stuff like that, but it's like, we have it really nice. But as in my personal brand, now I'm seeing like, ooh, what's next for me? You know, how do I get to the $1 million year? Like, we're currently in the making of Rebecca's company, you know, which I guess you'd say I share. She always says like, hey, this is your company too. But we're on, like, it's not crazy to think that we're on track to $1 million year either this year or very fucking soon. But that gets to be my, you know, that gets to be in my personal brand as well. And that's like a nice challenge and a calling for me in this moment. Okay. So what else do I want to say? I think I got a little bit off topic there, but I thought that was important. Yeah. So when you're sharing about current events, you can use that as leverage to build your brand. It's a trending topic that people are interested in talking about. And I think that people are missing the plot sometimes when they think they're too good to talk about it, or they're very judgmental on people who are talking about things, because it really depends on the vibe that you bring with those topics. So can you make a lighthearted joke about it? You know, can you do it in a way that gets your message across? For me, the current event with like Will Smith, for example, is actually very important for my brand, because I'm pro self-expression and I'm pro comedy and things of that nature. So the aspect of people jumping to these conclusions that words are violence and it justifies physical violence, that's something that actually does fuel my message. And something that I see in society today that I stand firmly against. I stand firmly for freedom of expression and not punishing people harshly for words. Now, on that aspect, I understand that we're in an era that we're more mindful about the words that we speak. And definitely I have evolved from 10 years ago or even earlier, right? But there's also a balance here. And if we become a fragile society that we can't take a fucking joke, or a joke is the same as physical violence, I think we desperately lost the plot. So, you know, that's an instance that there's a crossover where it's like, it makes sense for me to talk about that because it's relevant to what I talk about. It's relevant to the book that I'm, or the Substack that I'm putting about fuck cancel culture, because cancel culture is ingrained in the reactions of what's happening. The wokeism and all that stuff is ingrained in that. This podcast, Sorry I Offended You, it's like, that's literally, you know, the umbrella of what that incident was. Like, dude, I'm sorry I offended you, right? So, important aspects you got to look at is the vibe of it, the energy, you know, the energy of like, is this a good vibe, or, you know, is this depositing energy to my audience, or is it withdrawing energy? Is it giving people a good laugh, or is it me spewing my rage on people? So the energy matters. Relevancy. Are you being creative and making it a way to be relevant to your personal brand, so it builds your personal brand rather than being a total distraction? Is there anything else that I want to put here? I'd say those are the most important things, right? Are you bridging it in a way to make it relevant to your brand? And are you spreading joy in some type of way? And some of the things you share might not be always happy-go-lucky, right? Maybe it's not always about joy. It is helpful to be able to make people laugh, for sure. But sometimes you got to put on your serious face and address something that's important. So just make sure, if you have to address something important and you're out of the good vibey, campy vibes or whatever the fuck, that you have a good point to make and you got a good lesson to teach and you have something to say that would actually improve somebody's life. You know, a lot of the racial division, complaining about white people or whatever, or saying or going on a rageful rant about how, like, I think somebody even somehow connected it to climate change. Like, all of that shit, I fail to see how that's helpful. I mean, if they're somehow tying it into a niche that I don't quite understand, more power to them. But that's, you know, just don't look at your audience as a free therapist or a punching bag or an emotional pillow that you cry into. That's the main thing to drive home. Think of your audience and cherish them, that they gave you a follow. And you're there to either educate them or entertain them. And I think that kind of boils it down even simpler. Make sure you're either educating or entertaining or doing both. If you're not doing either of those things, plus adding in relevancy to what you want to educate and what you want to charge for, if you're not bringing that triforce, the Holy Trinity would be education, relevancy, and entertainment. And I just made that stuff up on the top of my head. Maybe some marketing guru is talking about it in that way, in a different way or something like that. But yeah, make sure it's relevant, make sure it's educating, make sure it's entertaining, or at least get as many of those triangles into your content as possible. And that's what I want to say today. Again, my call to action to you is, one, join Fuck Cancel Culture if you're ready to say Fuck Cancel Culture and fully express yourself online. Two, leave me a nice written review on Apple Music or Podcasts or whatever they call that app these days. A nice review is very not recommended. Preferred. A nice comment is preferred. And three, if you feel called to share this in your stories or a post and share like a lesson that you heard or a point that you really liked about this podcast or just your thought, maybe your own thoughts on this topic of what you agree with or disagree with and all that stuff, with respect, like disrespectful agreements, I probably wouldn't respond to, or maybe we'll get in a Facebook war or some shit like that. But anyway, you know, that's how you can support this podcast or support yourself in investing in yourself and all that good stuff. And until next time, my friends, it's been great doing this show. This show is going to evolve very soon. I'm excited about that. And thank you.